In Northwest News from KPLU, a technology that emerged from University of Washington research has the potential to make undersea construction less of a headache for wildlife. The developers will share their latest test results at a colloquium on Monday. KPLU health and science reporter Gabriel Spitzer has more.
Things that get built in the water, like bridges or ferry docks, usually sit on tubes driven into the seafloor by gigantic hammers. And as you can imagine, that gets loud.
And it's loud enough to be harmful to endangered fish, marine mammals, and birds.
Dave Marver is CEO of Marine Construction Technologies, a company spun off from UW and backed in part by the Washington Department of Transportation. They invented a double pile, a tube within a tube that lowers the volume about 20 decibels.
This gets us below the harm threshold for most of these endangered species. That's why it's important.
The hammer strikes the inner tube, while the outer tube helps shield the sound waves. Here's an underwater recording of normal pile driving. And here it is, 20 decibels quieter. Marver says the double wall piles will cost more than traditional ones, but they could cut a project's overall price tag by speeding up the work and reducing the cost of mitigation. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.